Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got a good friend Pam Harper back on the show. Pamela is nationally known consultant and speaker. She her own business is Business Advancement, and she's been helping people like you and me and our CEOs of small businesses increase the quality of our performance for a long time. And she's the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, and she's here to talk to us about a really important topic. Pam Harper, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. I was telling the audience in the first half of the hour, first part of the hour when I was telling them about you being here, that you want to talk about the green, this whole idea of being green, being compatible and in tune with the environment and being environmentally friendly and efficient and energy efficient and all that sort of thing. And I was pointing out that there really are two aspects to it, aren't there? There's the part about your own operation trying to be as green as possible, using recyclables, recycling when you every time you can, buying efficient equipment and lighting and things like that. But then there's also the side of that's part of the business model, right?
Well, absolutely. In fact, there are a lot of reasons to go green right now, and I think that's part of the challenge of doing this. And, for instance, consumers are demanding more responsible products and services, there are scarcer resources, and there's increasing government oversight about these things. And so the more that you understand what you're trying to accomplish with your green efforts, I believe that it makes it a little easier to begin implementing this. And that, of course, action is where it's all at.
Well, exactly. The thing that I've been trying to, we've covered this topic on the show before, and I'm one of these as a business owner, Pam. My goal is to be green, to notice opportunities to be green, but to do it in a way that makes sense from a return on investment standpoint.
Well, it
not
does.
from a kumbaya standpoint.
Absolutely. It is something that has a real top and bottom line aspect to it. For instance, I was at a meeting yesterday, and there were major companies that were there, and their executives were talking about the fact that they are starting to look at the fact that their own consumers are requiring these more responsible mm-hmm. products and services, and they are requiring that their suppliers and their suppliers' suppliers demonstrate how they are, in fact, green. So this is not something that is kumbaya. It's how are you actually demonstrating this? It has to be very specific. It is absolutely not kumbaya. Mm-hmm. I can't mm-hmm. emphasize that enough.
But there is, but the thing is, though, is we are at the stage in this whole evolutionary process, Pam, where we're transitioning from the old to the new, from the less than green to the very green. And so for example, I may have an opportunity to completely redo my heating and air conditioning system to a system that's a lot more energy efficient and everything, but if the return on investment isn't quite there yet, it doesn't, or the cash flow, you know, won't justify the new expense, then I'm not going to do that.
Well, that's it becomes important.
But if light bulbs burn out, if I'm aware of the efficient light bulbs
uh-huh.
that are there, I start replacing those, or as a compressor goes out or whatever, I start doing those kinds of things. it's the awareness to me, and this evolutionary process is being more aware of the green options out there that I think that we should.
That's true. It is a good place to start is by taking things that are easy to implement. But it's also important to take it in a bigger context, because the more you understand what it is you're trying to accomplish, you may make some choices that would even require a little bit of investment, but right. would have a greater payoff. For instance, I have a dry cleaner in my town where I am, and they are all about being the green dry cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're talking about a small
but
business.
But here's the question, though, Pam. I got to go to a break, but as we go, are you willing to pay a little bit more to that dry cleaner if by knowing that they're green and that it's costing him just a little bit more to be green?
Well, it's keeping him in business.
Answer that question. We'll answer that question around the other side of these messages, folks. That's an important question, and one for your green business model that you need to know about. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Pam Harper is our guest. Welcome back. That's Procol Harum bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Pam Harper. Pamela S. Harper is the name on the book, Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Pam, tell us how we can find you and your book.
You can find me on the web. That's businessadvance.com. I also have a blog, pamsblog.com.
All right.
And Pam Harper, I should say, .com. And, of course, the book you can find online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the leading bookstores.
All right, so check that out. And the blog is pamharper.com.
Pamharper.com,
yeah, there you go.
Yes.
So check that out, folks. And the book, Preventing Strategic Gridlock, is available all over the place. We're talking about green, how about this? Being green and going green. Being green is your operation, let's say, Pam. And going green is where you integrate green elements into your business model. And I was asking the question, you brought up the idea of maybe green might cost a little bit more, because as I say, we're in this transition period where people have options from the old not so green to the new very green, and in those options, businesses have to make financial decisions. Is there a good return on investment? So your dry cleaner right now is as a transitional. In a transitional period, your dry cleaner is marketing themselves as the green dry cleaner. Well,
I will tell you, though, Jim, that green does not have to cost more, because it's all in how you do it. So if you're saving resources in one sense, you may be able to, in fact, offer your product or service for a comparable price. And, in fact, companies have reported in some cases they are saving a lot of money by going green.
If green doesn't cost you any more, it's a no-brainer. But sometimes it does. But here's my point. Let's say that there's a business who is saying, okay, I want to go green. I think that's going to be a good marketing angle for me. It's also the right thing to do. But we've determined that it's going to cost me an extra 5% to go in that direction, at least in the transition period. So my question to you is, Pam, as a consumer, would you pay your dry cleaner 7.5% more for dry cleaning from that person who's green than you would for a company that's not green?
It goes back to values, Jim. It really does. There are consumers out there from surveys that have been done that are willing to do this,
yes,
want to do this.
That's exactly right. And you would be that. You would too, wouldn't you?
Well, that's right. In fact, as I said, they are my dry cleaner.
Exactly. So my point is at this moment in this transition period, if you market it right, you shouldn't be concerned if it costs a little bit more to offer the product.
I have to say, though, there's something very important to say here. It's to say that you're green is a very regulated area. So if you are to market and say that you're green, you have to be very specific. There are actually government guidelines online. The FTC does have them online. But it's important to be specific about how you are being green before you make claims.
Right. Right.
So that's something
I'm glad you brought that up. I was assuming that, you know, people would do that, but there is there are people right now who are finding competitive advantage in appealing to the sector of society, of consumers, who really are looking for green alternatives.
They are. And there's, as I said, I want to emphasize again, because some of your listeners may be B2B, and there are more businesses that are requiring that their suppliers, in fact, demonstrate how they are green.
This is a ripple effect that happens. We saw this in the quality process years ago, didn't we, Pam?
When, we did.
When somebody, I would get a letter, for example, from a contractor, a company that I was a subcontractor to. I've gotten letters in years past where they said, you know, when you give your next proposal, we're going to require you to demonstrate your quality process.
Yes.
And that they had to roll my capability up to their customer. And you're saying the same thing's happening with green.
I'm saying exactly. I'm saying that this is something that is definitely rippling out. It's a good movement, but it is something that you have to then go back and think strategically. And in my book, for instance, I do talk about how you can begin to think through some of these issues. And this would be a good framework for talking about that.
One of the things that I worry about and that I push back on a little bit, Pam, is when green becomes zealotry. When green becomes a religion, and I don't like that when that happens, and I caution business owners because when it gets to that point, then it does get out of the realm of making business sense. And I'm gonna let you comment on that. I've got a couple of seconds. Go ahead and give me your thoughts on that.
I was going to say, when you are authentic, when you are sincere about what it is that you're doing and why, people can understand that, it ceases to be zealotry and it becomes something you're enrolling people in and they are coming along with you on the journey.
No, I'm not talking about intentions. I'm not talking about best intentions. I'm just talking about this from the standpoint of being the zealotry that I see sometimes in the whole environmental area that goes beyond what you can justify from a return on investment standpoint. But what we got to remember is return on investment is not just what it costs you. It is also what you can get customers to pay you for that, the value that Pam talked about a minute ago. Tintil, right back with Pam Harper. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define.
Only you. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and there's a platter's bringing us back. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to there, the blog, the archives, the articles, the newsletter, the knowledge base, lots and lots of stuff there. Hope you check all that out. And if you want us to follow you home with some stuff, just subscribe. We got lots of different ways you can subscribe, and I hope you'll do that. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Pam Harper is our guest. She's our good friend and the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Her blog is pamharper.com. And your website again, Pam?
businessadvance.com, and I too am on Twitter. Pamela S. Harper.
Pamela S. Harper. All right, so check that out. Pam, we're talking about being green, folks, and being green, as I said, in your operation and having green as part of your business model, it's not only the right thing to do, but it's also a way to have a competitive advantage, isn't it, Pam?
Absolutely. It certainly can be, and I think that we're going to see more of that coming through. So, but
is it? Don't you believe, though, that Pam, that over the next 5 years, the ability to have a competitive advantage from being green is going to go away? I mean, you're not going to be able to live off this forever, folks. This isn't a long-term career move, because within a few years, everybody's going to be green, and it'll just be, we won't be green, we'll just be regular.
Well, I think that thinking of it as being good environmental citizens is going to help us out for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
And, of course, bottom line is one of them. And there are so many ways to do this. And I think that's one of the challenges. So one of the things that is most important to me with my clients is helping them to look at measurements. You know, how do you know what needs to happen and when so that you can do this in a way that's responsible to your business, responsible to your customers, responsible to the world, you know, in terms of your own values and what you need to see happen. For instance, in a small business, you were talking at the beginning of the program, Jim, about changing a light bulb. You know, if that's where you are and that's what makes the most sense, given what you're trying to accomplish, that's a good place to start.
Right.
For a small business that's a retailer, you may be looking at how can we get more shelf space, you know, making footprints smaller.
Right.
And so there are some things that you can look at just as a beginning point, and every business needs to look at individually what is most relevant to them and to their customers.
Well, that's exactly right, and especially this year, Pam, where the first order of business is survival for a lot of folks. And even though the economy seems to be recovering and we seem to be moving in the right direction, we've got there's still a lot of stuff to work through. And so you've got to, I would be very happy, Pam, if our conversation today just causes more small business owners to say, okay, as I make new purchases, as I have to buy new things, I'm going to take a little bit more time. I'm going to spend a little more time on the due diligence of green options. I would be happy with our visit today if that's what happens.
I would certainly be too. And I think that, again, the emphasis needs to be that there are a lot of ways that this can benefit your bottom line, that it is a win-win truly,
right,
or it can be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And the other thing I think that's important is to communicate about what it is you're doing as you're talking with customers. For instance, when I go out traveling on business, I stay at a lot of hotels, and I will see that a hotel will say, if you don't have to have your sheets changed today,
right,
or your towels changed today, then we're trying to save on water. And they give you those messages.
See, I'm very green when I travel, Pam. You know why? I put the do not disturb sign on the door when I get there. I don't want people coming in my room while I'm there.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather have an unmade bed and you know, I get new towels from time to time, but so I'm very green. Aren't you proud of me for that?
Absolutely. But this is an example, you know, of the hotel communicating on a very small way,
mm-hmm,
what it is they're doing to save money,
right,
but of course to
right,
to be good environmental citizens.
Well, and you could do this in your deliveries. If you deliver it to people every day, you could say, we, in our efforts to give you a better service and better value and to protect the environment, we'd like to make sure that let's deliver to you 3 days a week and help us with that schedule.
One way to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Pam, give us that website one more time.
It's businessadvance.com, the blog pamharper.com.
Thank you for being here, Pam. Let's do it again real soon. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.